You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to The Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we're going to chat today about the importance of connecting with others, trying new things, and making new friends. Nathan Hood is a member of the 18 to 35-year-olds peer-to-peer support group in Northern Ireland, and he joins us now. It is so lovely speaking with you today, Nathan.
Hello, it's great to speak to you.
Now, Nathan, how did you hear about the group in the first place, and when did you join?
So I must have joined the group, it was just a couple of years after lockdown. A friend of mine in the RNIB, Donna, had reached out to me and said this group was existing and that there were so many young people there and that they were looking for someone to make them a Christmas quiz on Kahoot. And I'd done that a few other times for various other things with the RNIB, so I decided, yeah, I'd do that. And so that was my first meeting. I came in and was a bit of the quiz master for the Christmas quiz, which went very well. And the quiz itself wasn't very good. There were a lot of actual wrong answers, but we all had a good bit of a laugh, a good bit of crack.
I think I love when you have answers that you can argue about, because it makes it a lot more fun for the group to just, a bit of good banter, really.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. There was some arguments. I was called some bad names when I got some questions wrong, but we figured it out in the end. And, I think that's exactly it. And Nathan Hood quiz is something that's more of an experience than something that's, you can actually win sometimes.
So you've been with the group for a few years now. What made you stick around? Like, what benefits are you finding by going to events with the group?
Honestly, we just have a great time, and there's so many great people there. After lockdown, when I joined, been in a bit of a spell where I wasn't really talking to too many people, and definitely not many people in the RNIB, and it's just because everything kind of petered out through lockdown. So joining back up again, it was amazing. I was able to meet and sit with and talk with people who, not necessarily the exact same condition as me, but we all had that similar kind of connect point, I suppose. And genuinely, they're all so good-natured and wonderful. And it was something that was really great in rebuilding my confidence and, want to socialize again after those kind of spooky wee years. And we could all sit and just do kind of anything, and we could talk away about anything. We went from games to just talking about our difficulties and annoyances with being visually impaired in a world that isn't always the most accommodating, while also making jokes about everything. And oh goodness, the jokes, the crack.
And now, I know the group meets fairly regularly and you do some absolutely cracking activities. So what have been your favorite events you've been to with the group?
Oh my goodness. So we've done quite a few things. So this is going to be quite hard to choose. I was very unfortunate and I was not able to go to the karaoke night that they had, but that went out. It was amazing. So it was. We got Fiona and Donna singing away. So they did. But the ones that I've been to that I've really enjoyed. So we went down, there's a place called Belfast Activity Centre, and we'd go down there and they do a whole bunch of outdoorsy events and things like that. So one time we all lined up and had to play a large full body game of rock, paper, scissors, which had me on one team and my brother on the other team trying to play against each other. I lost. They guessed that I was going to, we were going to do rock for the fifth time in the row. And then after that, we went and started a campfire and got to make hot chocolate and s'mores, which are marshmallows and stuff and roasted marshmallows, which was amazing. And also, one of the other times there, I met someone, a friend of mine, Rebecca, who I had not seen in years. Me and Rebecca did our bronze and silver Duke of Ed together, and we just had never taken down our phone numbers. So we hadn't seen each other in ages. And then just at one of these events, at the 18 to 35 events, we both end up going to one of the Belfast Activity Centres one, and we were both like, hang on, I recognize you. I recognize you too. So it was a great, I really like those events, I think, where you can meet people that you've seen ages ago and just haven't gotten to talk to again, and just rebuild back those relationships. But we do so many crazy things. So we do. I think one of our members wants us to do skydiving at some point, which I'm a wee bit questionable of, but anything and everything. And some of the nicest ones are just sitting down. There's a wee community kind of space in R2A, a Royal Second Avenue or Royal Two Avenue or something like that in Belfast. And some of the best events have just been us sitting around the table, just talking away how everything's went, maybe bringing a board game or something like that, and just unwinding, you know.
Oh, it sounds amazing. I love that you reconnected with your friend as well. That must have been so lovely. And I know you have quite a few events coming up as well. So is there anything you're really looking forward to? Please feel free to, leave out the skydiving.
I know, right? Well, I really do want to have a go at the karaoke night. I unfortunately just missed it, but I think that would be really great fun. We have a few things going that I have now completely forgot, but anything and everything is kind of on the board with Fiona. So I'm looking forward to all of it, and mostly looking forward to just hanging out with some friends again because it's been a while. I'm missing them already.
Now, Nathan, I have to ask a follow-up question. What will be your karaoke song that you're going to go for?
Oh, so I decided everyone else has got amazing singing voices, can really hold a tune. But I really can't. I have to sing things quite monotonely. There was one time where, as a result of a dare that I, or a bet that I lost, I think it was a game we were doing, I had to sing Feeling Like a Woman. And oh boy, I pulled it up on my phone and did it in the tone of something like this. Yeah, I'm feeling like a woman, and said that. So I looked around for some songs that I'd be able to do something like that. So, and I found this amazing man called Tom Lehrer, and he does a lot of very satirical, very interesting songs. And there was one song that I quite like. Carry through phrase is "We'll all go together when we go," and he's referring to, of course, nuclear war, which I think would really contrast everyone else's upbeat and happy songs that they'll be singing. I'll be singing some a very tongue-in-cheek melancholic ballad about the end of everything, which I think would really add to the atmosphere, you know.
You have a bit of dark humor there, Nathan. I love
A little
it.
bit, a little bit. I've been known for that.
Now, if someone is listening to our conversation, perhaps they are based in Northern Ireland and they want to find out a little bit more about the group. Now, the group meets, is it Belfast?
Belfast is our main place just because it's easy enough for like all of us to get to. Well, it's easier for all of us to get to than all of us to get to somewhere else. But it's not just based there. We will go out and around to other places if everyone thinks it's okay, is from what my understanding is. But yeah, we are mainly quite centered around Belfast and around Belfast and the stuff we do.
So if someone is perhaps not too far, that sounds like a reasonable distance for them to travel and join you in one of your activities, perhaps the next karaoke event. What would you say to encourage them to come and join? Perhaps this is the first big social event they will be doing since maybe ever, or maybe they've recently had some changes in their site. They're a bit nervous.
The really great thing with the group is, while I am a bit of a like an old hand with RNIB, and I think I've been with the charity for ages, oh my goodness, since primary two or primary three, there are a few that we people that have joined up that whenever we sat down and got talking to them revealed that this was the first time they've ever been like in a room with visually impaired people their age. We had one member say he was quite nervous on coming down. And he very kindly just said to us that whenever he had, after just a few minutes of sitting down, his mum would come by to talk to him. And he had said, "I have found my people." And I thought that was just a powerful, just an amazing, it almost brought tears to my eyes, I'll be honest, because we were just sitting there talking about how we all got joined up and everything like that. If you are feeling a wee bit nervous, we are a lovely group. Everyone is so kind and lovely. I'm there, and I have to say I'm quite lovely. But we all have a broad range of varying abilities and things like that. We're all there to have fun. If there's things you can't do, if there's things you feel a wee bit nervous about, no one will ever make you do that. We've had moments where we were all really wanting to do caving, and then we realized some of our members wouldn't feel confident doing that, and we immediately just changed it. And I think that's when we went and made hot chocolate and marshmallows instead. So that's an improvement. I know myself, I was going through a really scary just a period after COVID. All the events that I would have went to, all the socializing that I would have done, it kind of all went out the window, and it definitely did hit my confidence. And going to this group, it honestly has lifted me so much. I've made so many new friends, met so many new people, met some old people as well, and it's been something that, yeah, as I said, has really lifted me. And I think if you are nervous about it, if you are worried about it, that is completely understandable. But the group will be there, and the group will be supportive in any way we can be. And we'll also, laugh and joke, and you can laugh at me, and we can sing more silly songs. But yeah, it is an amazing group. And I just can say, from my personal experience and from what I've said with other people, it is something that's worth going to. There's a lot of things that aren't worth going to. This is one of the things that is.
Well, Nathan, on that wonderful note, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and I look forward to hearing how the next karaoke event goes.
Oh, goodness. I look forward to telling it. Thank you so much. It's been great to be on here.
And obviously, if you're listening and you would like to find out more about the 18 to 35 years old peer-to-peer support group in Northern Ireland, you can get in touch with the RNAB helpline. That number is 0303 123 9999.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.